producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I didn't want to talk to the media at the time. And truth of the matter is, I really still don't want to talk to the media. But at the end of the day, you know, things has to happen. I had a lot of time to go back and play everything back. And like I say, I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser.
Show me, that's quite a quote. Show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser. Really, what a philosophy. There's the quarterback Cam Newton from Carolina, the Carolina Panthers, trying to explain why he got up and walked out of the press conference following his loss, the team's loss, actually, to the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl. Wah, 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 wah. That's how I described it on the air. You can describe it as you would like to. This is the beginning of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The talk, top, talk. Do that again, Doug. Top, talk, talk. One more time. Top, talk, topics of the week. The top 10, in fact. Number 10 on the countdown, having to do with, usually at this point when we're getting started, it's sports talk radio, and that's no surprise this week. Talkers Magazine, the premier publication of the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country. That's where this list comes from every week, 52 weeks a year. And so this is the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 12th of February. Let's keep going here. From number 10, we move on.
Number 9.
The so-called Zika virus. See if we get everybody scared, worked up here. Talk host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia about how ready we are to handle the Zika virus versus how the Ebola virus scare was handled a few years ago.
Every day we've been hearing about the Zika virus. Now, you and Senator Warner signed off on a bill. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, we wrote a letter to the administration, really knowing that the budget was in kind of final stages of preparation. We wrote a letter to the administration really urging significant funding to tackle the Zika problem, the Zika virus problem. The president's budget, from what I've heard, that it is going to have a major investment, public health investment to try to counter Zika. I haven't actually seen the budget yet. There's probably, you know, already a copy, you know, somewhere in an email inbox somewhere in my office. I haven't seen it yet, but I expect that the president is going to make that investment. And look, this is one where I know that there will be bipartisan support for trying to do something in a major way to avert any real disaster here.
Let me ask about this, Senator, because I think hopefully everybody kind of learned a little lesson with the last Ebola blow up where, you know, stuff like this, and this isn't as bad, but I mean, it has different effects, but very bad effects still.
Yes.
Are we properly funding the basal level of America's preparedness for any of these kinds of things?
But look, we handled the Ebola crisis, I think, quite well. You remember the amount of hysteria right at the start of it. You can't let a nurse that's been over, you know, treating people in a humanitarian way come back into the country. There's a lot of hysteria about it. But when there was a problem, the world turned to the United States. We helped. We made a huge difference. We were able to both make a huge difference in Africa, but contain any significant effects here. So we deployed the resources and we did a good job. And my sense is we'll do exactly the same on this, especially if Congress is supportive of what the president is asking. And I have no reason to doubt that, you know, it's not going to be a partisan issue. So you should never, on a preparedness question about dealing with an emergency, you can never be complacent. You should always be just a little bit nervous about whether you've done enough, but I think our public health officials have shown again and again that they have a real skill when it comes to dealing with this, and that the U.S., you know, is the nation that other nations turn to for help.
Number 8.
Huge, man. Huge difference. Huge. All of that hoopla from this week. We'll get to that later on in the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 9, the Zika virus. Number 8, the satellite launch by the North Koreans. Here's another radio host, Jeff Angelo, talking to Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa about the latest vote in the Senate on a new round of sanctions being proposed against the country of North Korea.
What are some of the things, some of the steps we're taking to show North Korea we're displeased by the things that they are currently been doing with these satellite launches and the development of nuclear capability?
Right. Well, and you were right, it was bipartisan, unanimously agreed to in the Senate. But the North Korea Sanctions and Policy Enhancement Act forces the Obama administration to put forward a strategy to investigate and combat North Korea's aggression. It expands and tightens enforcement of sanctions and demands a comprehensive strategy to stop cyber attacks. This legislation would also require the administration to expose and address human rights abuses, which we know are rampant in North Korea. So we really focus down on individuals and enhanced sanctions. So we stop, just for example, any materials that would go into North Korea to be used for the building or developing of their military capabilities. So we stop things like that. We stop people from doing business with North Korea.
And Senator Ernst, as you're talking to people on Capitol Hill, why the saber rattling lately by North Korea? What are they doing? Why are they drawing such attention to themselves at this moment in time?
Well, that is a really great question. North Korea will do as North Korea does.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, very unpredictable and I would say unstable leader. And that's why we are very concerned about the situation over there with the, like you said, the saber rattling and ballistic missiles, the restarting of a plutonium reactor to support its nuclear weapons program, undermining our U.S. cybersecurity. I mean, it just seems to be exploding over there. And of course, in recent years, we have, as the United States military, been redirecting our military assets in what we call kind of the Asia-Pacific rebalance. So we have been trying to focus more on that area. So this might be North Korea really flexing its muscles.
Wow. There's the statement of the week. Kim Jong-un is unstable. Whoa, that's going out on a limb, huh? All right, so the North Korean situation is number 8. We get to number 7 on this week's countdown in just a matter of moments. I'm Doug Steffen, 14 past the hour on the TRCS.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And
President's Day weekend at Guitar Center with Washburn Acoustic Electric Guitar for just $99, AKG headphones just $29, or guitar stands and wall hangers just $2 for $12. You can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Number seven item on the countdown, the Afghanistani situation. That is, we are sending more of our troops in there to bolster the fight against the Taliban. Here's Talk Radio personality Richard Dixon with a focus on the futility of sending troops, more troops, into Afghanistan from our country.
Look, that area of the world is a mess. We decided a long time ago we were not going to get involved in nation building, right? We don't want to be involved in nation building. President George W. Bush was the first one who said that. He said, we're not going to do nation building. We refuse. We can't. We got to stop. And then we went into Iraq and decided we were going to nation build. And now we're in Afghanistan and we're trying to nation build. We went there for one specific purpose. A, wipe out the Taliban. And a secondary purpose, B, get Osama bin Laden. That was really what we were after. Wipe out the Taliban, get Osama bin Laden. Well, we wiped out the Taliban. By that, I mean we moved them into Pakistan. And since we're unwilling to follow them into Pakistan or even hold Pakistan responsible for sheltering them, clearly we don't need to stick around in Afghanistan waiting for them to come back. They're not going to come back as long as we're there. And B, we got Osama bin Laden. Why haven't we wrapped this up and gone home? Look, the people of Afghanistan, remember how we went in and took that country and we did it very quickly? We did it not so much with guns as we did with money. Because warlords in various regions are the guns. And you go in and you say, look, here's the thing. We'll offer you the protection of the United States military. We will give you this much money. We will give you, you know, 4 new cows and 17 new goats, whatever. And we'll be here and you're going to be our partners in this. Or we can go ahead and bring in a battalion and wipe you guys out. Oh, you know, suddenly the money and the goats and the cows sounds pretty good. We sort of like the sound of all of that. And now we're on the side of the U.S. military. They basically change the badges on the side of their robes. They take off the Taliban insignia. They put on the U.S. or U.N. or whatever badge and say, oh, we switched sides. We're with these guys now. And that's largely how we ended up taking over Afghanistan. The problem is anybody whose loyalty can be bought by you for that pittance can be bought by your opponent for that pittance as well. Which means as soon as we leave, these guys are not going to stand and fight for the good old red, white, and blue. When the Taliban comes in, they're going to say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you this much land. We're going to give you this many goats and this many sheep and this many cows. And, you know, you're with us now. And the warlords say, okay, we're with you now. And they take off the U.S. insignia and they put on the Taliban insignia. And basically the country goes back to the way it was. They've been doing this for not scores of years, not dozens of years, hundreds of years, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. No one is going to effectively take over Afghanistan. No one is ever going to effectively run or rule Afghanistan. Afghanistan is never going to become a democracy or a representative republic in the way that Western countries are, and even the way some Asian Pacific Rim countries are. It's not going to happen. So stop pretending and just leave.
For those of you who want to know who that man is, once again, a reminder, it's Richard Dixon with as an intelligent overview of that situation as I've heard for a long time. Bravo, Mr. Dixon. What are we doing there? 21 past the hour, number 6, up next.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week. The situation with the Supreme Court and its changing that climate change ruling. Here's Talk Host John Hines having a conversation on his radio program with Anthony Andragana, who's an environmental reporter for Bloomberg News. And the discussion about the Supreme Court ruling, what it does and what it doesn't do.
In a major blow to the president's domestic climate change action plan, the Supreme Court blocked the EPA's clean power plan. Tell me a little bit about what this would have done or what it was designed to do, the clean power plan.
So the Clean Power Plan is President Obama's principal domestic, or I guess the centerpiece of his domestic actions to tackle climate change, and it would regulate carbon dioxide emissions from the nation's fleet of existing power plants. Now, it's important to note that what the court has not done, it hasn't killed the rule altogether, but it said states are not going to have to comply with the regulation until we've seen the litigation make its way through courts.
Okay, and so this it's still on the table. There's just basically a stay here until this is had a chance to listen to and hear the arguments about it.
That's right. And so what states have been saying is more than 2,000 states have said is they'd be required to take actions immediately, pay lots of money up front to comply with this regulation. They said they shouldn't be required to do that, and the Supreme Court has agreed for the moment.
Okay, so how would this plan have worked? There's an idea that obviously this would have some huge costs, which would actually be probably passed on to consumers in one way or another.
That's certainly been an argument, yes. States would be required to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions together. They'd be required to hit a certain rate. And so the power plants would have to take actions to hit those targets. That would impose costs. And as you said, the argument's been made that this would bring a huge cost onto consumers in those various states.
Now, so if I understand this correct, though, even the Supreme Court's rule could still be at risk. This was according to the article that you co-authored.
I'm sorry, the Supreme Court's rule, he said?
Rule. I mean, could
yes, absolutely.
Could be at risk.
So we talked to a number of attorneys. They're saying that this is a big sign that the rule could be in danger if, as many people assume, it inevitably makes its way to the Supreme Court. Five of the justices had to agree to take this unprecedented action to stay the rule. So that's a big sign to a lot of people that the rule could be in danger if and when it gets to the Supreme Court.
And if I understand this correctly, then it ends up in who's hearing the arguments in the, prior to the going to the Supreme Court?
So what's known as the D.C. Circuit, which is the court that reviews all executive agency actions, will be hearing this. They're going to hear the regulation, the arguments about the regulation in June of this year. We're expecting a decision on that sometime in the fall. It's assumed that whoever loses that will ultimately petition the Supreme Court to review the regulation, and the rule is stayed until the Supreme Court decides what it's going to do on that.
How does this relate to the EPA's mercury and air toxics standards that was argued or discussed earlier?
So that's another very high-profile air regulation that the Obama administration had done. The argument's been made since the Supreme Court made the EPA do some additional legwork after ruling on that regulation last year. Many saw that in the Matz case, companies had to take actions up front, spend lots of money. And even then, when the court ruled on the regulation, a lot of the work had already been done. So many see this as a sign that the court didn't want companies, didn't want state staff to pay those costs up front, and that they should wait until the regulation's legality had been decided.
So this will ultimately, do you think this will ultimately end up then at the Supreme Court, this whole case?
Well, actually, the Obama administration held a conference call last night with reporters, and they said, in their opinion, it's inevitable that this is going to make its way to the Supreme Court. That's something we've heard from states, coal companies as well. I think everybody assumes this is going to get before the Supreme Court, but what happens there remains very much unpredictable.
So a lot of people are happy about this. There is good and bad in all of this, good and bad in the domestic debate about global warming and climate change, acts, the international debate about this. You think it's going to go away just because of this Supreme Court ruling? Not any more so than Obamacare did 28 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A Canadian company helps farmers figure out what to do with the precision agriculture data they're collecting. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
I've heard the complaint many times, farmers not knowing what to do with the data they're collecting with their precision ag tools. Winnipeg-based Farmers Edge is showing farmers the way. VP of Global Business Development, Colby Nickel.
More data isn't always helpful to the grower. It's really turning it into a format that allows them to make a decision. So for us, the transfer is the first step.
Nickel says Farmers Edge aggregates data in the cloud and reports them back to farm customers in a practical, usable form.
There's a lot of companies out there that are, you know, in the hardware space or the software space or the agronomy side. So we're looking to kind of bridge those three together.
Learn more at farmersedge.ca for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The top 10 for the week of February the 8th to the 12th, 2016. Doug Stephan in here with the second half of our hourly review, overviewing where we are so far this week, recapping what's been the big topics on talk radio this week. Number 10, the Super Bowl. Number 50, Cam Newton, all that stuff. The Zika virus is at number 9. North Korea, number 8. Afghanistan, number 7. The Supreme Court ruling on climate change, number 6.
Number 5.
So, in the number 5 position in our wheelhouse this week, the situation in the Middle East with the civil war in Syria, refugee problems, that sort of thing. Here is a clip from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, where host Alan Ludell talked to Liz Sly, Middle East correspondent from the Washington Post, about Turkey refusing to accept any more refugees coming over from Syria.
Turkey angrily rejected demands that had opened its frontier to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees driven from their homes by Russian airstrikes. The Turks said that would amount to complicity in the Russian-backed offensive. Tell us more about the situation.
Well, yes, it's really pretty miserable for all these people. There's about 50,000 of them, at least, who've been forced to flee from their homes as a result of this intensified Russian backed offensive to get Aleppo. They've been basically running from the airstrikes. At least 30,000 of them have accumulated around the border gate in Turkey, just south of where I am. But Turkey's not opening the border to them, partly because Turkey's already swamped by over 2.5 million Syrian refugees, and also because, as you just pointed out, they're saying that this would make them complicit in what they are calling an effort by the Russians to actually drive the people out of the Aleppo area so that it can be reconquered for the government.
Is that a bona fide reason, or is that just a cover for the previous reason?
I think there is actually something to that. We've seen this consistently throughout the Syrian war. Before the Russian intervention, the government of Bashar al-Assad was systematically bombarding from the air civilian areas, civilian neighborhoods that had joined the uprising against his government, and the plan seemed to be to just basically get as many people to move as possible. They would go block by block. They would target one neighborhood one day, another neighborhood the next day, and it seemed like they were trying to push people out. Now that the Russians have joined in, they've brought much more firepower to bear, and it's actually generating gains on the ground that they're still targeting civilian areas. And of course, it does make it easier for them to conquer these areas if they're empty of people.
So these folks are just kind of snuggled there very close to the border with nowhere to go?
That's right. And of course, Turkey's in a real dilemma here because the European Union is telling Turkey to close its doors to Syrian refugees because it doesn't want any more of them making the journey onto Europe. You've got the UN and human rights groups appealing to Turkey to open its doors to these people who are just civilians running away from the horrible violence, because that's international humanitarian law, and countries are supposed to admit seeing refugees in if they have nowhere to go.
Number four item this week on our Talk Radio review is that lawsuit brought by the feds and how the city of Ferguson, Missouri, responded to the idea that they had to do what their agreement was with the federal government. Another thing is they can't afford it. Here's talk host Bruce St. James along with Pamela Hughes. They discuss the Justice Department filing of this lawsuit against the city of Ferguson.
There's arguments to be made on both sides of this, to say the least. The city council, basically, Pamela, is arguing that if they do all the things that the Justice Department says they need to do to get in compliance with the law, it would bankrupt the city. They said, we can't afford to do these things.
Yeah, some of them include giving pay raises to police. One of the ideas the Justice Department has is that if they actually increase the pay of police officers, then it would become more competitive, and you might get some outside blood, some outside interest, some outside...
Better quality officer.
Absolutely.
Is the argument?
Absolutely. Okay. And the city says, well, if we raise the police officers' wages, there are going to be other people within city government that want to pay raises. Well, we cannot afford to do that. Now, some of the other things that the Justice Department is saying that the city has to do, and the police department in particular has to do, seem pretty reasonable, though, Bruce.
Okay.
Like, you can't stop somebody without probable cause.
Call them crazy.
Call it a little nutso there. Yeah, this is something that has been a problem in the city, and now the Justice Department is saying, no, you got to take a look at this.
I mean, some of it is, if it wasn't so serious, I suppose you could laugh at it. I'm going to laugh anyway. The city of Ferguson, Missouri, and this was in negotiations with the Department of Justice, agreed that police officers would not shoot at moving cars. Okay, so we've got that.
That's literally in there.
Like,
yeah.
Literally, you cannot shoot at moving cars. Really?
Yeah.
This is a certain measure of, you've got to imagine, the Department of Justice is treating the Ferguson Police Department like a four-year-old.
Wait, there's more. But wait, there's more. The Department of Justice says officers are banned.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
From using stun guns as punishment.
Can't use stun guns as punishment.
No more, guys.
No, you can use them as a compliance device or thing that you cannot use it just because you're mad at them.
Right, exactly.
Number three, there's a chuckle that goes with that, even though it's serious. Right, you're thinking that, so I just thought I'm thinking it too. I'll put it out there. Number three this week. Your stock market portfolio and all the advertising that's going with it by this is a bonanza time for financial planners, people that have been scared by what's going on in the markets. Are we going into a recession? All of those concerns have been aired on a lot of radio programs, financial programs, the money stations, business stations, that sort of thing. Here's radio personality Matt Patrick talking to financial analyst Clark Hodges about a new survey claiming most adults in the U.S. fear the next generation will be worse off financially than we are.
CNN Money E-Trade survey, 56% of Americans think next generation worse off. Do you believe that to be true?
Well, I don't necessarily think that the next generation will be worse off, but I do believe that people believe that by and large in this country. I think there's a couple of factors. One, you know, we're 7 years removed from a pretty bad recession. And that's still fresh in people's minds. And a lot of people are still unemployed. A lot of people are underemployed. A lot of people don't have savings. The economy's not growing at a real fast pace. And I also think, you know, you can blame some of this attitude about wealth and wealth generation and right. how everyone's going to get it. You can blame that on Washington.
I do.
And since President Obama's been in office, there's been a state of a handout state, a state of welfare has increased tremendously. The attitude and the sentiment in our country is, I'm going to do nothing and you're going to pay for me.
Exactly. I mean, people give
and
up, Clark, right?
With the popularity of Bernie Sanders by the young people, who I saw a funny thing the other day. Someone said the reason Bernie Sanders is so popular with these young people is because these young people grew up, of the generation that grew up, and they all got trophies.
Right.
Nothing. So that's really what it boils down to, in my opinion.
No, and I agree with you. I really do agree with you. And I think that, you know, you see, you know, the Sanders people, and they're young kids, anti-establishment. Yeah. And that's exactly what he is. He's an anti-establishment candidate. And I think that's why you see all these young kids who have no idea that what they're saying or what he's saying is completely it's stupid, and it's never going to work. But yet they, you know, they got nothing to lose because they don't have anything.
Right. When you were raised with the attitude that my goal in life is to get to a place where the government can support me, and I can take in as much money from the government as I can, you know, right. that's pretty sad. And you're stuck. If you're raised that way, you're stuck to be poor your whole life. And that's just the fact. And I think, you know, the food stamp program has more than doubled under Obama. And, you know, people that are taking food stamps, they're not people that are not able to work. They're people that don't want to work. They're people that take food stamps as kind of a bonus,
right.
and they're out with their iPhones and their flat screen TVs.
Right.
They're still out spending money because they make money somehow, legal or illegal. Well, they're making money, but they can get food stamps, so they're doing it.
What an amazing discussion. Right on, from my perspective anyway, why Bernie gets his steam and where he gets it, exactly portrayed, put together well there in that discussion. What do you think? Doug@DougStephan.com is my email address. Up next, the number two item this week on the countdown. The number two and number one may be fairly predictable. Let's find out if you're right in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I'm a bit of an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. Two words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. Two beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just two for $5. Or mix and match with the extra-long fish sandwich part of the two for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There is a moment when you no longer have to look down at your fingers. When everyone else can hear the song in your head, it changes you. There's a moment when you make music. And President's Day weekend at Guitar Center, with Epiphone electric guitars for just $99, a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum set for just $399, or a complete Ion PA system for just $149, you can make it happen. Save up to 60% now through Monday at Guitar Center.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
in the news, women, alcohol, and the feds. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The CDC have suggested that women 18 to 44 who are sexually active and not on birth control should not drink any alcohol. Zero, zip, none. Yep, you heard me. No booze at all. Here's the thing. The fear is FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. A child who gets FASD from its mom has stunted growth with lifelong cognitive disabilities. DCOC advice, when you drink, what you drink, how much you drink, is of course, ladies, your call, your choice. But understand this, 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned. This means most of you will be 6 weeks or more pregnant before you know it. The question is, how much risk for your child can you live with when the best contraceptives the world has ever known are there for the asking? This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Number two this week on the countdown, the Oregon standoff. Correspondent Melissa Luck talking to Sarah Weaver, a survivor of Ruby Ridge, tried to help negotiate with the protesters in hopes that she could help prevent what happened to her family from happening once again.
Sarah lost her mom and her little brother at their home in North Idaho. That set off a string of events. Even the Oklahoma City bomber said he attacked a federal building as retribution for what happened at Ruby Ridge. When I first met Sarah in 2012, she told me she doesn't want any more violence committed in her family's name. She spends her time now talking to groups about her deep faith and forgiveness. Like a lot of us, she's been closely watching the events unfold in Oregon. She even offered to come in and help as a third-party mediator. More than anything, Sarah wanted to see this end without the violence that marked her family's experience in 1992.
If Ruby Ridge is used to incite or justify violence, it angers and it saddens me. It also inspires me to keep sharing the personal lessons that I've learned from it. If it's used in a positive way, an educational way, to remind people of what happened, to prevent loss of life, I'm extremely grateful for that, and that also inspires me to keep going.
Sarah says she's extremely thankful a mediator was allowed to come in and talk to the occupiers. She says when you're in that situation, you're not thinking clearly. Your adrenaline is spiking. She's adamant it's critical to ending a standoff like this, and mediators were crucial in getting her family out of that cabin alive all those years ago.
Here's Joe Fryer, reporter from Oregon, talking about the end of the standoff.
Tense moments on the 41st day of the wildlife refuge occupation, all of it broadcast live online.
Going out!
After three holdouts turn themselves in, the fourth and final occupier, David Fry, refuses to surrender.
I'm a free man, I will die a free man.
Before finally, peacefully giving up.
If everybody says hallelujah, I'll come out.
Yeah. He ate a cookie, asked everyone to say hallelujah. When they said hallelujah, he came out.
The FBI closed in on the occupiers last night, a dramatic development that was also live streamed with tens of thousands listening.
Come out with your hands up. No, we're not. You're going to have to kill us.
And let's be clear. Armed occupation of federal property is a crime and is not a peaceful protest.
Among those negotiating with the group, Reverend Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, and Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore.
Never lost faith. I came here with a mission, and the mission was accomplished.
Armed militants took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge nearly 6 weeks ago, protesting federal ownership of western lands. 2 weeks ago, one occupier was shot and killed in a confrontation with law enforcement, and several others were arrested, including Ammon and Ryan Bundy. Last night, their father, Cliven Bundy, was also taken into custody after landing at the Portland airport. He was not part of the occupation. Rather, his arrest stems from an armed standoff with law enforcement 2 years ago in Nevada, a battle over unpaid grazing fees. Now, Cliven Bundy faces several felony charges and joins his sons behind bars.
Why there's a need for a revolution, that's about as much a focus on that in this country as anything I've heard for a long time. The Facebook page and Twitter for the Doug Steffen programs has the following comments. William, why would he leave his ranch? Reference to Clive and Bundy. He surely knew they would pounce on him. Eric, once again, our government by the government, for the government. Meyer writes, it was time for it all to end. Jail? Well, what did they expect? Better than death. And it goes on. Comments, by the way, yes, you can send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com as well. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, as one might expect on the countdown presidential race. Let's get started reviewing what happened this past week by listening to Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray Elmer on their program. Talk about Hillary Clinton not getting as many votes in New Hampshire as Bernie Sanders did, but getting more delegates than he did.
Bernie Sanders trounced Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire on primary night on Tuesday, and yet when it comes to the allocation of delegates to the Democratic convention, she may actually end up with more delegates than he had. And you wonder
how does that work?
Well, how does that happen? How is it possible that you could lose an election by double digits with a crooked number up front and still end up getting more delegates than the guy who crushed you? Well, and the answer is that the Democrats set up a system where they have, you know, we have the primary and the caucus system to win delegates to the convention for the nomination. But they also created a special category of delegates known as superdelegates that each state can award to Democratic officials. If, for instance, the governor of the state is a Democrat and there's a couple of congressmen who are Democrats or state senators, top officials within the party,
they're more important,
are deemed delegates to the convention, and New Hampshire has 24 of them. It's got 24 people that the Democratic Party in New Hampshire has designated as superdelegates. And a bunch of those people had already pledged allegiance to Hillary Clinton before the election even took place.
So it doesn't matter what the results are, they can do whatever they want.
That's right. To make it clear, these pledged Clinton delegates are not obligated to vote for her either. They can go, if Bernie Sanders, for instance, starts to steamroll out of South Carolina through the Nevada caucuses and starts to roll up a huge delegate count and is clearly the choice of the party, it's likely that the Hillary people will peel off and vote for Bernie Sanders. This happened in 2008, by the way, when the superdelegates that she had locked up in advance went and voted for Barack Obama. But when you look at it, and Mrs. Clinton has spent the last 8 years locking these people up, making sure that she had them in the bank. And this is what we mean about she has control of the apparatus of the Democratic Party.
Yep, it's all about the party, not about you, the voter. This is pretty outrageous when you think about it. She doesn't get as many votes, but she's got more delegates. What a system, huh? Here are hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talking to Eliza Collins, who's from Politico.com, about the next phase of the race now that New Hampshire is behind us.
I'm just looking at your website this morning, and it says South Carolina is going to be a bloodbath. What comes out of New Hampshire, and what is the setup for South Carolina now?
So I think John Kasich's second place win puts a big target on his back. I think that people have kind of been discounting him. He's been running this very positive campaign. I heard described as like chicken soup for the soul. He was kind of going at this positive unity campaign, and people were kind of letting him go. I think that going into South Carolina, establishment candidates like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio are going to put some money into attacking Kasich. I also think that Jeb Bush now, even though he placed fourth, he, you know, had a good showing. So I think that he's kind of going in with some new confidence, maybe some new donors, and he's going to be, they're all fighting, I think, at this point for kind of their life. I think South Carolina is one of the last states that you'll see this many establishment candidates.
Elijah, let's talk a bit about Hillary Clinton. Could the early campaign glory days for Mrs. Clinton be coming to an end? Seeing voters in New Hampshire, women voters, abandoned her.
Right. And I think that's a big, Hillary Clinton knew she was going to lose. I think that Bernie Sanders in almost every poll was ahead by, you know, some were as low as like 7 points, but most were double digits. So, but I think just this margin and the fact that women voters, that's concerning. And I think that she's going to have to look at her campaign and really try to figure it out. I know that going into South Carolina, there's going to be a big focus on African Americans and minorities, which is something, which is a place that she's a lot stronger than Bernie Sanders at this moment. And they're definitely going to try to turn the tables, hoping to get some of those women voters back.
Nice to see Politico.com is going to Framingham North High School to get its correspondence. That's only a joke, folks. Top 10 talk topics of the week. Which one is the most important one for you? That's the list at DougStefan.com. The presidential race, Oregon standoff, financial markets, Ferguson, the refugee situation in the Middle East, Supreme Court ruling on climate change, what's happening in Afghanistan, North Korea, the Zika virus, Super Bowl 50. Comments, tell us which one was the most important one for you at DougStefan.com. Thanks for being here in this week's Talk Radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.